So then you left Hong Kong.
I went to Hiroshima. That did have a very profound effect on me. I think we were discouraged from going, actually, to where the bomb had been dropped. But I did go. And I was determined to go and see it. And it really was pretty horrific. This would have been about 6 weeks, I would think. Perhaps six would have been 6 weeks or 8 weeks after the bomb had been dropped. So most of the sort of corpses, more or less, had been. But the sheer devastation and deathness and of it. Well, there's been nothing like it, really, had there in the history of the human race before. And thank God so far. Well, Nagasaki came after it, didn't it?
Yes.
There was a few days after.
I mean, were you just allowed to walk around?
Yes, well, one was, but I mean, I think I went, I don't think a great many others did go. It was a sort of compulsion that I had, whether it was some sort of divine, I'm also cautious about sort of guidance by God, but I think that in my life, in a sort of funny way, I have been sort of guided to do things, rather surprising things. Being ordained is very surprising things.
Were the people, some civilians wandering
around? Well, there were beginning to be some life. And of course, we didn't know then that was already probably radioactive. I mean, it was really quite lucky, I think, that I'm still here to hear the tale. Death, destruction, hopelessness, on a scale which is almost unimaginable. It was then I really began to think about being ordained. That was followed by going to Tokyo.
Wait a minute, how did you make the link between this death and destruction and the need to be ordained?
That I think is clear. I mean, I wanted to try and prevent the human race doing this kind of thing. Okay, you can say what an absurdly conceited, stupid, pathetic boy I must have been, but I wanted to make the world a better place. I mean, I'd seen the terrible squalor in Hong Kong, intolerable, but Hiroshima was on an utterly different and breathtaking scale. And I thought, God, how can mankind get in this kind of fucking awful mess? Is there anything and if people believed in God, and you try and love your neighbor, you know, I mean, this sounds simplisticness, but you know, at 17 you aren't